white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
If you want to hang out the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever seen, the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world, then new white Oxidol is the soap for you. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. Try it the very next time you plan to wash, even if the day dawns gray and gloomy. Because one of the amazing things about the new white Oxidol is this. Even when you hang your clothes inside, you'll get the whitest Oxidol wash in history. Yes, your clothes will wash whiter than ever before.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
And that wonderful new whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxidol. Day after day, you button up your small son in shirts so white they sparkle. And week after week, you'll be proud to make your beds with such snowy sheets. And you can't help but notice the brightness in your colored wash, too. Yes, you'll find new Oxidol is truly safe for washable colors. Now, your dealer has new white Oxidol now. Remember to get it. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, last night, Joseph really blew up. After all the heckling and teasing he's received about spending so much time with Ann Morrison, he finally let his temper get the best of him. And Peter Skillet, the clerk over at the hotel, wound up in Dr. Tom Stevens' office having some stitches taken in his face. Well, Ma went down this morning to see what she could do with Constable Jim Tookie about straightening out the mess so far as the law was concerned, but Constable said he couldn't do a thing. Joe would just have to take his medicine. But then Alfred Sinclair dropped in, said he was on his way to the mayor's office, and Ma was going with him. Well, we find Ma and Mr. Sinclair now walking up the steps to the town hall. Listen.
Did you see Joseph before he went to work this morning, Ma?
Oh, Linda Goshen, Mr. Sinclair, the boy is just tormented. Yes, I've seen him. He's just beside himself, that's all. He's talking about leaving Rushville Center for good.
Oh.
Well, it's conscience. That's what it is. Joseph ain't giving to doing violent things. The idea of his hitting someone...
Yes, yes, I know. Well, Ma, let's go inside.
Well, thank you, Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, not at all, Ma. Let's see. Mayor Ross's office is right around that corner, isn't it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, Mr. Sinclair, that I should be coming in with you?
I most certainly do.
But you said that Mayor Ross wanted to talk to you about something. It might be personal.
Well, I don't know what he has in mind to talk to me about. But I certainly know what I'm going to take up with him. We're going to clear up this whole matter of Joseph and Constable Jim Tookie. Oh, you don't think that Joe's serious about wanting to leave Rushville Center, do you?
Well, it's hard to say. I know he always has said that he was going to make this his home for the rest of his days. But, of course, that was before
Miss Morrison and I came to town.
Oh, I'm not saying that Joseph would have remained here all of his life.
I know. Ma, let me assure you that both Miss Morrison and I are very, very unhappy about what's happened.
Linda Goshen, it wasn't anyone's doing. Who's to say how a young man's heart will... Well, what would you say? React when he meets up with a beautiful woman? Miss Morrison is all of that. Beautiful and more.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're both going to do our level best, Ma, to undo the hurt that Joseph feels. See if we can't persuade him that his place is here in Rushville Center.
Oh, that's good of you. I don't want him to stay if his heart is set on going.
I know, Ma. But on the other hand, you don't want him to leave in anger.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we'll see if we can't do something about that. And now let's go in and see His Honor, the mayor.
You're sure that you want me to go inside with you?
I most certainly am sure.
Oh, I'll let you, Mr. Sinclair?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, well, come right in here. We're waiting for you. Good morning, Mr. Sinclair. Good morning, Ma.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
I took the liberty of inviting Mrs. Perkins to come along with me for our meeting, Mayor.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd mind.
Oh. Well, that's fine, fine. I'm glad to see you, Ma. Always, won't you... Come in.
Good morning, Augustus.
Good morning, Ma.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Pendleton? This is an unexpected surprise. Mayor Ross didn't tell me you'd be here when he phoned me. How's your charming wife? I haven't had the pleasure of seeing her recently.
Augustus, now don't you think... there's nothing urgent about the thing we wanted to talk to Mr. Sinclair about. Now, don't you think we might postpone it till another day?
Look, if it's me that's making you uncomfortable, Mr. Mayor, my being here...
No, Ma. You're to stay. I insist on it. Anyway, we have business with the mayor also, you remember.
No.
You sit here. Now, this appears to be rather a comfortable chair. Oh, is this your hat, Mr. Mayor?
No, it's mine.
Well, you won't mind if I remove it, Mr. Pendleton, make a place for Ma. Here, I'll just leave it on the desk here. And now, Mr. Mayor, what is it you wanted to speak to me about?
Stop your stammering and your stuttering, Mayor. Get on with it. Let's stop this beating around the bush. As long as Ma's here, well, maybe it's all for the best. Lay all the cards on the table. Go ahead, tell him. Tell him why we called him over here.
No, Augustus, I don't like it.
Oh, stop being a jellyfish. Mr. Sinclair.
Yes?
Every man is entitled to his own opinions and his own viewpoints. Now, I'm not saying mine are all right, any righter or any wronger than yours or anybody else's. Well, Mayor Ross and I, we've just been looking over a copy of the magazine, People USA. It has in it, let me see, it's called... the first installment of your story on Rushville Center.
Oh, did it come out? I knew it was due. I didn't know just when.
Mr. Sinclair.
Is that the issue there on your desk, Mayor?
Yes, this is it.
Oh, Sinclair. May I see it? New York was supposed to send me a copy ahead of publication. I saw the proofs, of course. Have you seen it, Ma?
No, Mr. Sinclair. Faye gets it at home. I'll see it when I come home for supper.
Go right ahead, Mr. Pendleton. I can listen. You were saying about differing viewpoints... here it is. Life in America's typical town. You ought to recognize this scene, Ma.
Land of Goshen. Main Street.
Uh-huh. Pictures came out rather well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice format. Please go on, Mr. Pendleton. I know your time is at a premium, as is the mayor's. And Ma and I do have something of interest to take up when you're through. Here. This you will certainly recognize, Ma.
Heavens to Betsy, Mr. Sinclair. That's my home.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sinclair, I don't know who you think you're kidding.
Kidding?
But speaking on behalf of Rushville Center, this is the reason the mayor and I called you over. Speaking on behalf of the town, we don't like the way you're handling our story.
Oh? Don't you?
No, we don't.
Speaking on behalf of the town?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Pendleton. What precisely don't you like about it?
Well... it's not Rushville Center. It doesn't do us justice. You write about us as though we're some hick town out in the middle of nowhere. We're going places, Mr. Sinclair. We've got a destiny. We think we're going to be something one of these days. We figured that when word came through that we'd been named America's typical town, and you couldn't have found the town more deserving, we figured you'd help us show the potentialities of the town, not paint us as some, well, as I say, a hick town. There's more to Rushville Center than people. That's all you talk about in this article, people. We've got businesses, industry. Mayor Ross here has got one of the best pickle factories in the state.
Oh, yes, sir, pickles.
And besides, we've got...
a bank.
Yes, that's right, a bank. One of the best doggone banks in the state. Now, I'm not saying it's all your fault, Mr. Sinclair. You've been steered wrong, that's all. Nobody meant any harm. But we might as well speak right out. There's no sense beating around the bush. There's more to Rushville Center than Ma Perkins. No offense meant, Ma, but you see the town one way, other folks see it another. Now, the first day you came to town, Mr. Sinclair, we told you that Mayor Ross here had set up a committee to help you find out what you wanted to know about the town, what there is to know about the town, what pictures to take and the like. So far, though, you haven't come to the committee once. Now, we just don't feel that you're doing us justice at all. It's our story about our town, and we feel that we ought to have something to say about it. So we've just got to insist, Mr. Sinclair. From now on, you and Miss Morrison, you do things our way, or...
What, Mr. Pendleton?
Well, we'll just have to get in touch with your magazine back east and have them send somebody else out to finish the story. If it can't be done right, no point having it done at all.
Lander Goshen. Augustus.
Now, Ma, it's all right.
Why, no. It ain't all right, Mr. Sinclair. I may not have been officially invited here, but... Well, I've been sitting here not sure rightly I could believe my own ears.
It'll be all right, Ma. Oh, I take it, Mr. Mayor, that what Mr. Pendleton has just said, his ultimatum, I take it that that's an official viewpoint? He's speaking for the whole town?
Heavens to Betsy, Mayor Ross, that ain't true.
Sure, it's fine for you to talk, Ma. You and yours have had a Roman holiday out of them being here. Young man of yours beating up innocent
now,
people.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not descend to name-calling or personalities. Mr. Pendleton, you've made a very eloquent presentation of your grievance. Now, if you'll just be seated, I'll try to answer you. Sit down, Mr. Pendleton. Now, I've got the floor.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
And that new Oxidol white is news. You'll have whiter washes than ever before with new white Oxidol. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Gives you the whitest wash in Oxidol history. Try it for yourself. Notice how white this new Oxidol is. But more important, see how white it gets your wash any time you use it. Rain or shine, new white Oxidol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Yes, even when you hang your clothes inside, you'll get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
And that wonderful whiteness stays in your wash, too, for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxidol. It's truly safe for washable colors, too. They sparkle with life. Now, your dealer has new white Oxidol now, so get some today. It's the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, Banker Pendleton really threw down the gauntlet, didn't he, to Mr. Sinclair today. It ought to be kind of interesting to hear the famous author's answer to Augustus tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.